So what does it mean to be called to serve? That's what I want to reflect with you about for a few moments this morning. If you're required to lower yourself, to be at somebody's beck and call, to do this and this and this and this, can be rather demeaning, can be a heavy burden, can be downright oppressive. But if there comes a call from someplace deep within you that says, you are to serve this person, this cause, this situation, well, then that servanthood is something sacred and holy and deep. But our lives are rather complicated. They can get rather confused. It can be hard to distinguish between what's being externally imposed and required of us or what's coming from a deeper place, beckoning us to stretch and to grow. How do you tell them apart? How do you find your way? Well, our gospel lesson this morning can help us discern a bit about all this, because both possibilities are right there in one story. Let me explain. Jesus and the guys go to Simon's house and meet Simon's mother-in-law, who never gets a name, so I'm just going to call her Mom for this part of the story. Mom has a fever. She is laid low. Jesus reaches out to her, takes her by the hand, lifts her up, and sets her free from her fever. And immediately she begins to serve them. Now just wait a minute. Don't you think Mom should have a little rest? Get at least maybe a day to recover from the fever? What is this with all these healthy men standing around? She's just over a fever, and she's the one serving. We chuckle about it, but it's really a rather serious issue. And patriarchal systems, whether ancient or modern, that's just what women do. They serve, whether they like it or not. And so Mom serves. So from this angle, clearly this is something enforced, required, necessary, assumed. I can easily imagine Mom being a bit resentful about this whole thing. When are these guys going to learn how to make their own peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Or just resigned. This is life. And then you wonder, how long is it going to take before she gets sick again? But is it possible to tell this same exact story a different way? And what if our lives are like that? What if our own lives can be viewed one way or another way, exact same reality, exact same experiences, and yet one way is this, and another way there's something more. Something more that we don't even realize. What's missing in this story? Well, it's easy to miss because we don't know the original Greek. We're not hearing it in the original language that Mark wrote it in. And Mark put some clues in his original language that it get obscured in translation, which often happens with when you're reading something in a different language. Some of the subtleties just get lost. And that's what happens in this story. In this case, it's rather profound. When Jesus lifts her up, raises her up, the Greek word that is used there is the same word that is used in the gospel for when Jesus raises the dead. And Mark uses this same word to describe the power that raises Jesus from the tomb, the power of resurrection that raises Jesus up. And so when Jesus takes Mom by the hand and raises her up, Mark wants his readers to know that something holy and deep has happened. She has been opened to new life in some way. Transformation is coming upon her and through her. because she has tapped into some inexhaustible source of energy. This place of life. And it's from there that she serves. Now, another clue that we're on the right track is that the Greek word for serve, which was a rather common word in Greek, but it's the word from where we get the word deacon. Deacon was the earliest New Testament description for what would eventually become ordained clergy. And so you could serve, but when an individual was called to serve in some particularly deep, holy way, in the New Testament, they were called deacons. Paul, Timothy, Barnabas, Apollo, a woman in Romans named Julia, a woman in Acts named Phoebe, Jesus himself, are all called deacons. The earliest term for ordination. Another way to look at it is to be a deacon is to describe something that you do, waiting on tables, literally. But it's also a recognition of something more, that God has called this person, given them a vocation, a calling. And so in Mark, when mom is raised up and serves, she's being recognized as the first deacon of the church. She's being included in that illustrious list of ordination, if you will. Jesus raises her up, not just from a fever, the flu. He raises her up from bondage, from oppression, from all that holds her down in an oppressive system. Out of the old time into a new time, a new reality, where her serving is no longer an obligation or a requirement or a duty, but rather a means of transformation. As Isaiah put it, in this new time, people will rise up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Because a new day is opening, and it opens through the door of service. So all of us serve one way or another, in the church, with our families, in our communities. And I suspect on some days, our service can feel rather burdensome. Maybe we're coming down with the flu. Maybe, who knows, maybe we got just too many requests. And yet, from another angle, each of us has within us this inexhaustible source of energy. We have this well of living water in us, in Christ, that is never going to run dry. It's down there. It's in us. We are created in the image of God. And that one thing that means is that the energy that created this universe, that continues to create life in this universe, has been embodied in some small way within each of us. That energy is in us, the energy of the stars. Inexhaustible, bottomless, endless. Even on days when we feel tired and exhausted. Both things. And so what Mark is saying, can we let Jesus take us by the hand and raise us up and break us open in some small way or large way to this new time? So that like mom, we can help transform this oppressive, chaotic, weary world into something whole and holy and just. That's the journey we're on. And that's what it means to be called to serve. Amen.